The question that's come up now is whether there are collisions of stars in the middle. Let me first of all just backtrack. You're talking about the whirlpool and things moving in. It's not a perfect analogy to think of a whirlpool, but things do migrate in towards the centre of a galaxy because that's where gravity is pulling them. So even though you've not got sort of friction and things like that, there are still effects as everything just swirls around, that things will tend slowly to drift in. And over the age of the galaxy, we'd expect a lot of the heaviest things, like black holes, like neutron stars, like very massive stars, to have moved in. So that is one reason why you can sort of rejuvenate. Now, you're asking about collisions. The crowding at the center of the galaxy is such that indeed stars will collide. They won't go head on, but they'll go past one another close enough to influence quite significantly. And it may be that, particularly when you get to the red giant phase, where you've got quite a big, tenuous star that can barely control its outer layers, it may be that you can strip most of that off. And that's one of the other ideas for producing these hot stars, the helium emission stars, was that maybe these are produced by stripping the outer layers off stars and revealing an inner core. Now, I don't think that works, but at least it's one of the things that's been suggested. Now, we can't see any collision as such happening, but you know, if there's some sort of fossil record that the collision has occurred, if that's how these are interpreted, then yes, you're right,